Hello, this is Lee Webb, and today on Renewing Your Mind, we air a program that was actually recorded in mid-November, just a few weeks ago. The president and CEO of Ligonier Ministries, Chris Larson, and I sat down with Dr. R.C. Sproul to talk about what the Lord had done through this ministry in 2017. This was just a couple of weeks before he entered the hospital, but even then, he was feeling the effects of the pulmonary condition he had been living with for years. But R.C. insisted we do the interview. That's just the way he was, because he was excited to talk about God's faithfulness to Ligonier Ministries. As it turned out, this was our last interview with Dr. Sproul, and we'd like to share it with you now. Well, welcome to this special edition of Renewing Your Mind with R.C. Sproul. I'm Lee Webb, and Dr. Sproul joins me here along with the president and CEO of Ligonier Ministries, Chris Larson. Dr. Sproul, as 2017 comes to a close, we want to thank the many people who have prayerfully and financially supported Ligonier Ministries over the past year, and we want to let them know what the Lord has accomplished through their generosity.
Well, Lee, this has been an especially extraordinary year for us, for ministry. I can't remember where we've had so many initiatives come into play in this ministry in our whole history, especially on the international scene in terms of our global outreach that just amazes me. Maybe I'll ask Chris to say a word about that.
Well, it's interesting when we go back to the way that Ligonier Ministries started, Ligonier Valley Study Center. People would come to you there in Western Pennsylvania, but more and more we see us going to the nations as we take this teaching, not just here in these United States, but even around the world.
You know, I think back to apostolic days that in the providence of God, one of the key things that the Lord used to spread the gospel so rapidly was the Roman postal system. I mean, you have all the epistles written by Paul and the other apostles that were disseminated so clearly through a communication system that didn't exist prior to the extensive work of the conquering Roman Empire. Then you go to the 16th century and realize that the invention of the printing press had enormous repercussions throughout the Western world through the publication of Christian literature. And it seems like in recent days, we've seen this quantum leap of broadcasting, and I mean broadcasting not in the sense of radio or television, but broadcasting, casting a message broadly through technological means. It's just astonishing. And when I see what's going on right now in Latin America with Renewing Your Mind, you want to tell us, the people, something about that?
I do. The Spanish outreach, where we're going to have Renewing Your Mind available in Spanish in a daily format, available for all Spanish speakers really around the world, that totals about 400 million people. Let me give you just some context, R.C. In any given week, Ligonier's outreach right now is reaching about 2 million people. And over the past year and a half, really that number has crept up to about 5.5 to 6 million people that Ligonier knows that we're able to deliver trustworthy teaching to, no matter where they live. But I go back again to something we were talking about just a few days ago in a Ligonier board meeting. And we started talking about the Ligonier mission statement. And you had a leading role in crafting that mission statement, and you worked hard and diligently on that. And certainly we define ourselves in theological terms around the holiness of God,
yes,
where you set out for us to proclaim, to teach, to defend the holiness of God. But then you added another clause there at the end to reach what?
As many people as possible.
Now, did you think at that time, in terms of this type of scope?
Not even the slightest, that I had no idea of even the potential for that kind of outreach. We recently met with the man who was going to be the voice of Renewing Your Mind, who his native language is Spanish, and he knows English, and he listens to the Renewing Your Mind, and then he reproduces it with my nuances, my voice inflection,
We've seen him record some of these broadcasts.
Yes, unbelievable.
And he's watching your video, and then he actually tries to do the same gestures that Dr. Sproul would be doing. And it's quite enjoyable just to watch him teach.
What you mean by enjoyable is it's hilarious to watch it.
That's it. We had a chance to meet him as well, and his enthusiasm for doing this is remarkable. I mean, he has been blessed by your ministry, RC, and for him to have this opportunity, he's embracing it.
And what's been fueling some of this outreach is not just the opportunity, but it's the desire, it's the hunger for this type of teaching. You're talking about many nations where the Reformation never came. And so we have an opportunity to go into virgin territory with Reformation truth, gospel truth. And people are starting to see the collapse of secularism in these countries. And then there's growth of errant theology down there, as well as the Roman Catholic Church. And they do not have the answers that the gospel can provide. And so providing trustworthy teaching through renewing your mind, or renovando tu mente, as we call it, is exciting to see. And we just don't know where the Lord will take this message as he builds his church.
And when we see this translation of the Reformation Study Bible into German and into other languages, it's amazing. And
already we've been able to get the Reformation Study Bible in 2017 released in Korean and German. And that was exciting for us. In Germany, we released it on Reformation Day, on the anniversary of Martin Luther's posting of the 95 Theses there in Wittenberg. So to get the Reformation Study Bible in Luther's own language, what a hallmark.
Well, that is. And then, of course, what's happening in Africa and the sub-Saharan nations. Can we say a little bit about that?
Yeah, some of our listeners were aware of this new outreach that we partnered with the Rosemary Jensen Bible Foundation to be able to distribute thousands of Reformation Study Bibles in English to 10 sub-Saharan nations there in Africa. And this was a strategic outreach. This wasn't just loading a bunch of Bibles into a cargo container and shipping it across the ocean. No, because Rosemary Jensen, through her work there in Africa, has developed strategic relationships with denominational officials, leading seminaries, pastors, churches, Bible students. She is able to give these Reformation Study Bibles to people who will then be able to teach others. And this is just going back to what you're saying, Dr. Sproul. This is the apostolic example that we are seeking to follow. Paul said to Timothy, "What you've seen and heard in me, find other men who are able to teach others also." And that's what we are seeking to do by strategically placing this resource. We looked at how much it would cost for one of these pastors in Africa to be able to purchase a Reformation Study Bible, and we found out that it's a month's wage. And so to be able to gift this to them through the generosity of the listeners and donors to Ligonier Ministries, this is how we're able to make a sizable impact throughout Africa.
And for many of these pastors and seminary students, it is their seminary education, this Reformation Study Bible. And also, we know that the reception of these Bibles is specified. It's a very sharp target. It's not just giving them for the general population, but it is for pastors and students who are in the ministry. And so that's a very important strategic aspect of it. And people have been supporting this by their donations. And this is one of those occasions where, you know, whenever you donate for something, whatever it is, any program for starving children, I mean, there's always overhead. There are always administrative costs that have to be paid in order for that outreach to take place. In this case, 100%, 100%, not 99.9, but 100% of donations for Bibles to Africa go to the Bibles themselves being in the hands of the people. There is no administrative overhead, but the donation itself goes strictly to getting the Bibles there.
How we are able to undertake such an expansive outreach really comes through the strength of our ministry partners who pray for this ministry and support us each month. They're the ones who are, as you've called, Dr. Sproul, the backbone of this ministry.
They certainly are.
Chris, we've talked about the digital outreach of Ligonier Ministries, and many of our listeners also subscribe to Table Talk magazine. There's a significant development with regard to Table Talk as well this year.
Table Talk magazine is well into its 40th year of publication at this point, and we are encouraged by this magazine that already goes out in print to 100,000 readers in 75 countries around the world every month. We estimate our readership just in the print magazine to be about 250,000 readers. But we took a big step forward this year by putting the entire magazine online. People can enjoy that at tabletalkmagazine.com. We primarily did this for our ministry partners and for our subscribers because they want a more portable digital format that they can read either the articles or the daily devotions each month. But we also have new daily content that's just open for the public, where perhaps in the past we've not been able to publish as frequently or as timely of articles, but now we have fresh articles available for anyone to be able to enjoy, as well as for others to discover this rich teaching. There's not another magazine out there like Table Talk magazine, and this digital expansion, we believe, will be exponential.
You know, Chris, back in October, we had a special celebration of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation on the eve of the Reformation. We had our teaching fellows involved, and we had music with Jeff Lippincott and the whole thing. And we streamed that around the world. I couldn't believe it. I saw that we had responses from all over the world, from Croatia, Romania, Australia, New Zealand, North Ireland, and from everywhere, from all over the world, to that streaming event.
It was important for us to take this opportunity because I'm sure many listeners would attest that you probably introduced them to Martin Luther. And to have this celebration moment where we look back at the Protestant Reformation so that we might draw fresh strength for today and courage to be able to have that same boldness that Martin Luther had to stand for the gospel, and then to see it go around the world, like you're saying, to tens and tens of thousands of people. It was an enduring testimony, we believe, to the truth that God will build his church in every age.
With regard to our conferences, we had a remarkable response to the 2017 National Conference here in Orlando,
wow,
celebrating
yeah.
the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. I believe it was sold out, Chris. It was just amazing to see the response to that.
Everybody realized the importance of 2017 as we looked at what happened there 500 years ago. But we took the theme of the next 500 years so that we did not just direct people's attention to the past. Ligonier is not a museum ministry. We are always looking towards the future because we know that there truly has been no golden age, but there is a golden age to come. And it's the golden age that the Lord will bring in through the preaching and teaching of the gospel. And we're not stopping there. With the 2018 conference, we've taken the theme of awakening. Dr. Sproul, what's the relationship between Reformation and awakening?
Well, we look through the past history, and of course in the first century was the greatest spiritual awakening in all of human history. And then you go through the Dark Ages, and the motto of the Reformation was post tenebris lux, where it was an unprecedented awakening in the Western world to the truth of the gospel, and lives were changed. And we've had a steady work of the church throughout history. But there's times where God is pleased to do special works of bringing people to himself, like in the Welsh Revival or in the 18th century Great Awakening, that God used John Wesley and Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield's tremendous preaching to bring awakening to New England. And that's what we're praying for, that God will bring another awakening to his church, to our nation, and to the world in the days to come.
We all feel this pressing darkness around us. and the church needs this fresh awakening. And so we're going to also send out in 2018 hundreds of thousands of copies of a prayer guide to be able to shape people's prayer plan for themselves, for their family, for their church, and for their community. So that'll be coming out very soon in the next couple weeks. Be looking for that.
Well, we do hope that we'll get to see many of our listeners at that 2018 conference here in Orlando. Here on our campus, Dr. Sproul, Reformation Bible College, going strong, sending students out to make a difference into the world.
You know, Lee, every single day without fail, I pray for our congregation at St. Andrews. I pray for awakening there and in Ligonier itself, with particular emphasis on the Reformation Bible College. We're excited right now. I'm so excited with them. I follow on Facebook, I follow John Barrow's ministry every day, where he preaches at an abortion clinic in downtown Orlando. And constantly there are students that go down there and work and volunteer. Literally thousands of lives are being saved because of that outreach. But that's just one thing that we're seeing. The students who are preparing for living the Christian life, we're not a seminary. We are a Bible college, and a lot of students come from the Bible college and go to seminary and become pastors and so on. But we're trying to equip Christians, no matter what vocation they enter, for a life of service to the people of God in whatever vocation they end up serving.
Well, with regard to Reformation Bible College, Dr. Sproul, we entered into a significant partnership with some respected and well-known seminaries, a partnership, a program that allows RBC students to attend RBC for 3 years, then go on to those seminaries for another 3 years, and then at the end receive not only their bachelor's degree, but their Master of Divinity.
Yes, that's a wonderful program. It's an accelerated program to prepare people for gospel ministry.
And we've seen a lot of scholarship funds come in this year as donors have caught the vision.
Yes.
For what the students can actually do in the culture, whether they're going to be pastors or homemakers or professors or business people, they see the difference that an education at Reformation Bible College can make. And so they've stepped forward to really strengthen our scholarship program as well. That's so encouraging.
I loved my college experience where I went, but boy, I've loved to have been able to go to a Reformation Bible College. That's an unbelievable opportunity that the young people have there.
Dr. Sproul, would you explain what makes the curriculum at Reformation Bible College unique?
Well, one of the reasons is we make a distinction between college and Bible college is that the central core of the curriculum of the Reformation Bible College is the Bible and theological studies, great works, classical works. In many cases, we are going back to the previous mode of education introduced by pragmatism, when we've seen the results of that in the 20th and 21st century. We're going back to the classical tools of learning that teaching these students really how to think, and to think biblically, and to think in a Christian manner. And this is a wonderful, almost unique opportunity for a college student to study in this way. We get a lot of students coming out of Christian classical schools. We get a lot of students who are homeschooled. They already understand the value of the uniqueness of Christian education, and they love it. These students are energetic, and they're committed. They're passionate about the things of God. And what a wonderful thing it is to see them.
We had a meeting just a few months ago where we brought in some of Ligonier's key supporters, and we brought some of the students from Reformation Bible College. And of course, I get up and tell them about what's happening around the world and the publishing and broadcasting endeavors that Ligonier's involved in. But what really makes the difference and what really lights these supporters up is when they see these students, because I think they realize Dr. Sproul, that amidst the darkness that we just talked about a few minutes ago, amidst this cultural moment in which the culture is really casting about for answers, I think to be able to see the next generation get it and really understand the truth of the gospel and to have a passion to see it move forward, that energizes everyone in the room when these students start to talk and they catch the vision. So this energy that's around the campus just works off of our staff who love being able to see what's happening there at Reformation Bible College, and then it fuels our other outreaches as well, whether it's here on Renewing Your Mind and driving that outreach even further. Right now, we're being able to use Alexa. So everybody who perhaps got an Alexa at Christmas time, you're able to tell Alexa to play Renewing Your Mind, and it will go ahead and give you that day's edition of Renewing Your Mind. And so many other outreaches, whether that's RefNet, whether that's our podcasts that continue to grow, or it's some of the new video and teaching series that we've been publishing through Ligonier Connect, our online learning platform, or being able to just use Ligonier.org. One of the exciting outreaches that we're working on right now is the ability for anyone anywhere in the world to be able to ask a question of our team, and we will provide a real-time answer to them. That's an outreach called Ask Ligonier, and we're going to tell our listeners a little bit more about that in the weeks and months to come. Let's talk about aspirations. Let's talk about vision. 20, 30 years down the road. We've talked about means of outreach today, but one of the things that you've set in front of us, Dr. Sproul, is the ability to keep the main thing the main thing. And as a great coach, you've given us a vision for a simple task and to stay on mission.
The focus on the nature and the character of God, that's what people desperately need to know who God is. That makes all the difference in a Christian's life. I mean, we have little glimpses. None of us has a comprehensive understanding of God. We will never have that, even in heaven. So there will always be a limit by virtue of our own finitude to our understanding. But we have such an untapped resource of divine revelation that God has given of himself that's available to the Christian. And this is part of what I dream of an awakening, is when people will have that sense of urgency as the deer pants by the water brook, you know, to hunger and thirst to a knowledge of who God is. And that drives our worship, and it drives our living.
So for those listening today, you hear Dr. Sproul casting a vision not just for the next year, but really for what the church needs to be about, that Christians need to know who God is because the world needs to know who God is. And so that simple focus is not simplistic, but it's world-changing because it's life-transforming. And that's why we need your support here at the end of the year, and we need your prayers as the Lord works through the preaching and teaching of his word to go around the world and do the work of transformation by the renewing of our mind.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, this turned out to be the last interview we would do with Dr. Sproul for Renewing Your Mind. He went home to be with the Lord less than a month later. But it was RC's passionate desire that Ligonier Ministries not just continue, but grow in its usefulness to the church around the world. And that's why your prayerful support here at Year's End is vital. Would you consider a generous financial gift to Ligonier Ministries? You can call us at 800-435-4343, or you can give online at ligonier.org/donate. You honor Dr. Sproul's legacy by helping us to proclaim, teach, and defend the holiness of God to as many people as possible. We're focusing on the extraordinary objectives you heard Dr. Sproul and our president set for 2018, But to accomplish them, we need your financial help. We need to hear from you before year's end. Our phone number again is 800-435-4343. Online, you can give at Ligonier.org/donate. But you can also mail your donation postmarked by December 30th to Ligonier Ministries, Post Office Box 864-736, Orlando, Florida, 32886. Well, tomorrow we'll meet some of the folks whose lives have been transformed by the truth of God's Word through the outreach of Ligonier Ministries, and their stories are quite dramatic.
I prayed a prayer. God, I don't know who you are. I don't even know what to do. But one thing I do know, from this point forward, I want to know you. I want to serve you.
His name is Derek, and you'll meet him and others who are stories of God's grace Friday. We hope you'll join us.